Mo Brooks, will be significant resistance to McConnell resuming leadership role if GOP retakes Senate. By Jeff Poor on January 28, 2022. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, a candidate for Alabama's U.S. Senate seat up for grabs later this year, is not bullish on the prospects of current Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, resuming the role of Majority Leader should the Republicans take the Senate in November. Brooks told Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5 on Friday that he would be reluctant to support McConnell if he won Alabama's Senate seat. However, he added a caveat that there was a slim possibility he could support McConnell if his opponent for the leadership role were one of the open-border, left-wing types. There's going to be significant resistance to Mitch McConnell being the Republican leader of the United States Senate, he said. Even Lindsey Graham has suggested Mitch McConnell should not be the leader if he is not going to be able to work things out with Donald Trump. And I have seen nothing to suggest that he is going to be able to work things out with Donald Trump. But we'll see how it plays out in that regard. But, I'm going to vote for whoever is the most conservative person running for the leadership of the Republicans in the United States Senate, Brooks continued. There's a possibility, slim, but there's a possibility Mitch McConnell would be up against Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or any of the other open-border, left-winger types. You've got to take into account who the competition is because it's a comparison thing. If we can get someone like Rand Paul or Mike Lee or Josh Hawley or Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin or Ted Cruz out of Texas, just go down the list, people who are much more conservative, have much better reputations with the general public, well, I'm going to vote for them. Keep in mind that if you look at the real clear politics average of all of these people who are prominent in Washington, D.C., Mitch McConnell far and away has the worst unfavorable-favorable ratio, he added. We need someone who has more respect of the American people that we're trying to persuade of the righteousness of the cause. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.